big final road trip, kind of the year, the regular season with Guerin and Scotts Bluff coming off a couple of good wins recently. You play that stretch of three games, what, 4 or 5 days. And I tell you, Broken Bow gave you a battle the other night, didn't they?
They did. And, you know, we shot the ball very poorly. I mean, there's no way else of explaining it. We were 1 of 18 from the three-point line going into the fourth quarter. And we finally knocked down some shots there in the fourth to stretch it out. But it seems like either we shoot exceptionally well or we shoot very poorly. We got to find a way, you know, down the stretch to be more consistent with our shots. But on a positive, I thought we did a good job getting good looks. I mean, sometimes you can shoot at a high percentage, but you're getting contested shots. So that was definitely a positive. But we have guys who are more than capable of shooting well. It just happened to be a collective effort where nobody could shoot well on the same night. So, but we found a way to get it done, and Broken Bow was kind of playing a little bit better than they have, and they are playing with nothing to lose. So, but we pulled out the win and played well in the fourth quarter.
Win's a win. Get it done. 3 games in 4 days. That's a tough stretch with going Friday, Saturday, Monday for anybody.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when we struggled, we were seeing a lot of zone. And last week, preparing for Ogallala and Ainsworth, we just didn't have time to work on Broken Bow. And, you know, they threw a little wrinkle at us, but you know, it's something, you know, maybe on our end we could have worked on maybe a little bit, but also, you know, we don't see zone at all just because we have so many good shooters, and coaches don't want to run zone because they're going to give up wide open threes. It happens to be the one time we see it, we struggle to shoot. But we'll see a little bit of zone, I'm guessing, against Guerin. So it's something we're looking forward to, and I think we'll see a different result.
And really, just maybe one day of solid practice, because you have the Monday night game, you have Tuesday kind of going through some things, and Wednesday, and then you're on the road on Thursday.
It's overall, it's just a really weird week where for the kids, not just the game on Monday, which is unusual, but then you throw in they're doing Bison Days on Monday and Tuesday where their schedule's all thrown off. So, you know, then you travel out west. It's just a week that's kind of chaotic, but we've got a resilient group that I think does a good job overcoming the situations.
What about Guerin? Talking to Coach Winkler, you know, they're, he says up and down. He took over the team, a coaching change early in the season. They've won 10 games. Not bad. That's a couple of kids you got to look out for.
Yeah, one in particular is Max Greeley. He's been playing since he's a sophomore. He's arguably the best offensive player we'll see all season. He can shoot. He can get to the hoop. He distributes the ball well. He seems like he never gets tired. He's just 100 miles an hour 100% of the time. And he's a guy, last week he had 50 points against Torrington, Wyoming. And, you know, I don't care who you're playing. If you put 50 points up in a varsity basketball game, that's saying something about you. So, and two, I mean, he's got other guys around him. It's just not him. And they're a very experienced group. They return all 5 starters from when we played them last year. And a year ago up at home on senior night, we struggled with them. We had to pull away late, but they had a lead at halftime and kind of took it to us. So we've got to play 32 minutes of good ball to be competitive with them.
Jacob, a lot takes all your best player every now and then in some games. I take it he's going to get this assignment too?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a shared duty, but we've got to know where he's at. And, you know, one of the bright spots, though, of game planning for Guerin is the next night against Scotts Bluff, they've got a Harris kid who's right there as a 1B of next best offense player we'll see. So it'll be similar strategies we'll use both nights, and that makes it easier for our kids. But two, it seems like our guys, when they know there's a star on the other team, they up their game a little bit more on the defensive end. So I'm excited to see how we can compete with them.
You know, watching Scotts Bluff the next night, I'm sure people asking, is this a Bearcat team that's legit this year? Their record's about similar to where you're kind of at right now a little bit. I think 13, 14 wins. They've lost a few, but schedule-wise, it seems like they play some good teams.
Yeah, you know, we're there, I think, 11-7, and they're sitting fourth in wild card. That's a good indicator of how good their schedule is. And they played a couple of the Wyoming teams, and I think one of them's, and they lost by maybe 5-3-ish around there, but that team is the top team in Wyoming in Cheyenne. So they've played it's a lot tougher schedule than, you know, most Class B teams, especially us where we're located. And they went east and played the Creeds, who's one of the top 3 teams in B. And so they're battle tested, and I don't think they're record indicates how good of a team they are. And, you know, they're right up there as a, you know, top 10 team in Class B.
You playing this one at the high school or the college?
This one will be at the high school.
I know Coach Gullion talked to him. They haven't had many home games at their own high school while out of the college. So he was kind of looking forward to, if it was going to be played at the high school, they'd look forward to it.
Yeah, and that's the same as Gehring. I think Gehring had their first home game in January, like middle of January, which is crazy. So, but you know, us on our end, we practice at the Lyft building about 80% of the time. So, you know, when we go play at home, it doesn't really feel like home as well. So I can see where they're coming from, but with the lack of home games on their end, you know, you know, they're going to get a good crowd and the atmosphere is going to be as good for them as it possibly can be.
Got to continue that momentum. You got these two games, Cozad, and then subs. Continue building up that resume a little bit more for you.
Yeah. And you know, right now, I don't see a scenario where it's possible where we don't host our sub-districts with Lexington and Grand Island Northwest. But, you know, we're on that cusp right now of around that 8 seed of hosting a district final, which we have such a good atmosphere at our place. And more than likely, if we were able to host, we're bringing a team from the eastern part of the state and sending them out our way is always going to be an advantage. But if we're going to do that, the Gehring and Scotts Bluff games are almost must win. And our kids know that. I mean, they follow along where we're going there, and they also know the lights at the end of the tunnel here, especially for our seniors. And we got to be finding that wave of riding it at the highest peak at the end of the season. And we're hoping that coming home from our Western trip, we're doing that.